Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to bring up something that I had seen on a national, it's actually an international news site online. It was talking about something that I've brought up on this podcast probably over 100 times over the last 4 years. And it relates very well to complex PTSD, but it's when somebody takes their own life. So when there was this state in the United States, it was Wyoming. And I don't know if it was one town. I think it was one town within this state. Or they might have been talking about the state as a whole. I can't quite remember now. But anywhere, somewhere within the state, they have a very high suicide rate. And I usually just refer to that as someone taking their own life. A lot of times I call that the S word. So I don't usually say that word. I just call it the S word. And by the way, if you have thoughts or feelings of things like this, 988 is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number. And they're there all the time to call and talk about things. I've called them before myself, quite some time ago, but I think the last time I called them was maybe 9 months ago. I don't even remember what was going on, but it probably had to do with feelings of hopelessness. So, you know, it's a helpful hotline, and a lot of times they're just there to listen, and a lot of times that's what somebody is needing in a moment like that. But this thing that was on the news, the reason I wanted to bring it up is with some of the things I've learned recently, and being somebody who has dealt with that particular issue for years, you know, a big part of maybe why I was dealing with that issue is I didn't know that I was struggling with low self-esteem. I think that that's a big thing. So whenever I first came across this realizing that my fear of failure, but also feelings of incompetence and sometimes just feeling stupid. Sometimes those, you know, that would be a way to describe those things. But I didn't really realize that those were actually particularly feeling like a failure or just feeling a lot of times extremely hopeless. I didn't realize that in my case, those things were actually stemming or being very much connected to low self-esteem. I didn't know that. Again, not until I was reading through that book. And when I read it, it made perfect sense. I thought, well, this really is it. It wasn't just me being hard on myself because I already knew that I did that. And it wasn't just me judging myself, being critical. Again, I already knew I was doing that too. It was low self-esteem, and this whole concept of low self-esteem can connect to all kinds of things that you may deal with in your life. So if it's something that you struggle with, it's a really big deal. And again, it's something that I don't think a therapist is ever going to say. Like I've never had a therapy session, and I've been I was in therapy for over 20 years. No therapist ever once said, well, it sounds like you're struggling with low self-esteem. You know, they would usually say, well, this is depression, or, you know, you have major depressive disorder, or, you know, they never said you're struggling with low self-esteem. Here's what to do about it. You know, nothing like that was ever said. But I think when you see it, and if you are dealing with it, I'm not saying you are, but in my case, I was, you know, it was a big thing that was almost invisible because no one uses that term. No one says that. You know, like even your friend, if you're having a deep conversation with your friend, they're probably not going to say to you, you're really struggling with low self-esteem. You know, they're probably going to say the opposite. They're probably going to say, well, let's go out and do something fun. Let's lift our spirits. Let's go do this, let's go do that. But they may never actually say, or they might say, stop beating yourself up or stop talking so bad about yourself. but they're probably not going to say, you're struggling with low self-esteem. Here's what to do about it, right? Because going out and having fun doesn't actually fix your low self-esteem. But building your confidence does. So that's why I've been talking about that a lot. So when I was reading about this, about this state, or this town, I guess it was a town in Wyoming, I don't know. These people at this, in this town were trying to figure out, what is it going on here that we have such a high suicide rate? And it's more with young people, young adults. And my first thought was, is there something within the culture that is squashing their ability to engage with their hobbies that bring them happiness? Or is there something in their culture that is being very judgmental? Is there something in their culture that is encouraging like a lack of identity? And almost, is there bullying? Is there a lot of bullying going on? Is there something going on where people feel pressured to not encourage their children's dreams? Or look down on their kids for having certain dreams and hobbies? Because I think a big part of when young adults are taking their lives, I think a big part of that is probably low self-esteem. Because I can say for myself, I've struggled with the S word for years. That's why I was hospitalized when I was 21. Years. And I've even told you guys over the years, it's something I have attempted twice. And obviously it didn't go through because I'm still here. But, you know, I'm in a high risk category because I'm statistically, if you look at statistics, men in their late 30s, early 40s who have attempted that more than once, and they still struggle with hopelessness or depression, blah, blah, blah. We're just in a higher risk category. A big difference is I don't own a GUN. I don't own a weapon. So that's a big part of the difference. I don't own one of those. Because if I did, I'd probably accidentally shoot myself in the foot. That's just not my thing. I'm not a mechanical person like that. I'm not like that. But both times I attempted it, I used different devices anyway. So I guess, you know, does the type of weapon matter? It probably does in the world of statistics. I think if you own a particular type of device, it's more likely to happen. And maybe that's why I'm still here, because I didn't own that type of device. The reason I don't say it is because I don't want an algorithm to pick up that I'm promoting something or whatever. But when I was reading this again, I think it's low self-esteem. And see, people aren't talking about this. Like I said, a therapist isn't going to say this to you. And even when I read this news article, I never once in that article saw low self-esteem. You know, it's almost taboo. It's almost something unheard of. And I never once in the article saw anything about encouraging hobbies that genuinely bring you happiness. Some other things I also thought about that maybe they're not thinking of: access to podcasts. Access, because it did say that they have a lack of access to mental health care and suicide prevention with mental health care. So that I noticed, and my first thought was, I wonder if they have access to podcasts like this one, because I talk about complex PTSD and mental health, and I talk about the S word. I talk about my own thoughts regarding that. And, so I thought, do they have reception? Do they have enough towers so their phones get reception, you know? Or do they have access on their phones to listen to Spotify? Is there something going on with maybe local reception and internet reception? Having access to internet, or I don't know. Just my first thought was access. Do they have access? Could somebody put up a billboard sign in the town and say, look up mental health podcasts, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, maybe they'll see that, these young people, and then they'll get on their phones and they'll listen to things and it'll help. I think the biggest thing, though, because I've been somebody who has sought out mental health, anything possible, again, for over 20 years. I've read books, I've watched TV shows, I've watched YouTube videos, I've watched TED Talks, I've listened to Ruby Wax, I've listened to anybody talking about mental health. I was usually the first one who'd want to listen to it. I don't think I've ever in my life heard anybody ever say, the key to happiness is to find a hobby that genuinely brings you happiness. And it will build your confidence. And don't worry about what anybody else is thinking about it. Like I said, that movie Miss Potter about the woman who wrote Peter Rabbit, she was being judged by her mom at the time. And her culture really didn't encourage a woman to do what she was doing. And she ended up becoming a huge success and people loved it. But she went with what genuinely made her happy, right? Beatrix Potter. So same thing, like, don't worry about what anybody's going to think about it. And so I wonder if there's a lot of judgment going on in this particular town, a lot of, snickering, gossiping, a community of low self-esteem. And that is one thing I will say I grew up around. So I've told you guys I had my primary abuser and then I had the enabler of the abuser. And I grew up around people who I would say were also in, they just operated differently. And, you know, some people might say they were in what some people call a cult. I don't know if you want to call it that. I'm not going to call it that, but they just did things differently. And unfortunately they also enabled abuse because I saw it. So I was growing up around denseness, people who were behaving in a dense manner. And a lot of times that's where complex PTSD and long-term trauma, that's where they thrive, is around people who enable abuse, right? So is that happening in this town, in Wyoming? Is that going on? And even the town I grew up in, it wasn't just my primary abuser and enabler and these other people that were in my somewhat immediate environment. It was also the town I grew up in also fostered, like I said, that kind of bully abuse, like in that movie Carrie. I talked about that. There was that one particular girl who was in the movie. She's dating John Travolta's character in the movie, Carrie. That whole movie is about bullying. But her particular character, it's almost like a self-righteousness or like an ego that she's got. And she's sort of the primary bully in it. And she's just dead set on being the meanest person she can be. And she's really good at acting in it, by the way. I don't remember her name in the movie. But I always think back to that because we had that in our community and it was apparent because if somebody was an outsider and they came into the community, they were pretty much ran out. Like, they were made to feel so uncomfortable, they didn't want to stay there. And even when I would hang out with friends who weren't from my hometown, and they would come to my hometown, and like, let's say they go to a volleyball game or something, or they just go to anything, any kind of game, any kind of sports event, anything where they're seeing like the kids, they would point out that the kids were obnoxious, like overly obnoxious. And you might say, well, a lot of high schools, that's how, you know, kids act. Well, I think it was a little bit more rampant. And I studied my hometown's history. It was going on in the 1800s too. And it was because of the division in the town. And the division has been there since the 1800s. I could do a whole podcast about it. It was the clash of cultures. There's a clash of cultures, and it's a town that's kind of small. It's like 25,000 people. but it's a clash of cultures in a small bubble. And it just creates this hot-headedness and this meanness and like this we hate each other kind of vibe. It's very weird, but that's what I grew up around. Like I saw it. And it's very much a blackball town. They blackball people, and it's very clicky. It's very cliquish. And it's very, you know, if you're not in any clique, you're just an outsider. And that's how I kind of was in high school. I was an outsider because it felt safer actually to be an outsider. I felt like I wasn't going to go crazy like some of the other kids, not all of them, but some of them. It just felt safer because the crazy in that town, it gets really crazy. And so I wonder if, you know, this town in Wyoming is having a similar issue. Because if they're having one of the highest statistics of the S word, kids taking their own life, like young adults taking their own life in the whole country and maybe the world, like it was having a super high statistic because they even compared it to other countries. You know, I just wonder if they're not talking about low self-esteem and what it could mean if they actually encourage their young adults, particularly kids and teenagers, to find hobbies that genuinely bring them happiness, because it will boost their confidence. And happy people don't desire to take their lives, for crying out loud, right? Happy people don't take their lives. And the happier I've been getting recently, I haven't been thinking about the S word. I haven't been thinking about it until I saw this on the news. And I thought, I should bring this up. Like, this is something I dealt with. And I feel like I found literally a solution, like a real cure here. And it was thanks to that book pointing out that I was actually struggling with low self-esteem. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. You know, if you're in mental health, maybe this is something that you could encourage your client. And it's very important, I must point this out, that the hobby, which I've said before, the hobby must be what genuinely makes them happy and not be for an image. Don't engage in a hobby to get in good graces with people or to get attention from people or to fit in with people. Don't do that, because it's going to eventually show the disingenuousness and it will do nothing for you. It'll only get you getting the favor of people whose attention and favor you don't want to get. Because if this is like a bully community problem, you know, I don't know if it is, but if it is, you don't want the favor and acknowledgement of bullies, of people bullying you. You want to be happy. And you know, warming up to bullies or building an image to get their acceptance, that's not going to do anything for you. That's not going to make you happy. And once you're happy, you're not going to worry about what those people are thinking. So you need to get happy, right? You don't want to get into an image, a hobby for an image. And also, there's also what I would say could be hobbies that are extremely helpful, but they're actually therapy. That's different as well. So for me, that was poetry and writing. That was actually therapy, and I thought it was a hobby, and it kind of looks like a hobby. And for some people, poetry could be a hobby that brings them happiness. But my writing and my poetry was more of a therapeutic activity in my situation. I needed a hobby that actually brings me happiness, because that will bring me confidence. And that's the coin collecting and coins, learning about the history of coins, gold and silver. I saw some really cool stuff on that show again, that coin collector show. It's on HSN, where they sell like 2 ounces of silver and 1 ounce of silver. They had some that looked like the American bald eagle, but it was 2 ounces of silver that was designed and looked, they had it colored red, white, and blue. It was really beautiful, but I thought, wow, that's 2 ounces of silver. Like, it's really neat it's really cool. And they had coins from the 1800s, from the Wild West, and like from 1880s and stuff. So they had historical pieces, they had new pieces, they had little almost ornament type things. And I just think coin collecting is really cool. You can learn a lot about history through coins. You can learn a lot about gold. You can learn a lot about silver and what countries favor what elements, you know, are, you know, it's, do they favor, you know, just the history of everything. It kind of makes me want to learn more about one thing I'm really not good at in history. And that is, like, when was the Iron Age? When was the Bronze Age? You know, I always hear people use those terms and I don't actually know the dates off the top of my head. So thinking of like elements or minerals, or substances, or, you know, whatever it is, like ancient Egypt, you know, tombs and everything. There's so much that goes into gold, silver, all those different, you know, things out there that can be a form of currency. But you can just learn a lot about history by studying coins, and, you know, gold, silver, copper, whatever it might be. But so that's a hobby. Like that's something that actually makes me happy and builds my confidence. And I can just keep learning and learning about it. It's something that can just go on and on and on until you become like super knowledgeable about it. And that's a sign that you genuinely really love it. Right. But the happiness, you know, once you get happy, you're probably not going to want to take your life, right? Makes sense. So I didn't see anything in there in this article when I was reading about this town that said anything like that or said anything about low self-esteem. So, you know, maybe I'll write to the mayor of the town. I'm the type of person that would actually do that, by the way. I would actually write to the mayor and I would say, hey, I've got a podcast and this might be a remedy. Mayor, why don't you read a letter about this? Why don't you put up a billboard? And you don't have to advertise my podcast, but just advertise the fact that young adults could learn about these things on podcasts. You know, there's mental health access out there, and it doesn't mean your local town has to have it. You can just listen to it somewhere. I just wanted to get back on that a little bit because I've talked about it before, but I've never talked about it since I've felt like I've finally built resilience and confidence and happiness. I don't think I've covered that topic, probably because I haven't been thinking about it. But that's all. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.